you recorded at some point in your illustrious career a song called Lem, the Orphan Reindeer. And you were nice enough to send it to me. What could you tell me about Lem, the Orphan Reindeer?
Well, I was one of the first artists signed to Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart Aquarian Records. And last week, I got an email from this fellow that is doing a biography on Tommy and Bobby, the later part of their career. As I say, I was like one of the very first artists that was signed. Well, maybe that's why it went down in the dust. But Tommy and Bobby wrote this song for me, and Chuck Ashman, who put together Aquarian Records, said, well, if Rudolph could do it, I guess Lem could do it. And at that time, there was a lot of space exploration. So this was like, I forget what they call it, but a lunar exterior module, Lem was. And so it was this reindeer that was flying around. So the story on that is, and you'll hear it in this, I do believe it was the first rap song, although you corrected me and said, no, there was a rap song before this.
I think I may have mentioned Pink Shoelaces by Dodie Stevens, where she was like about 12 when she recorded it, and she was like, you know, I got a guy, and his name is Dooley. You know.
But then she sang it.
Yeah, pink but then she sang tan Shoes and Pink Shoelaces. Yeah.
Well, I started to sing my song in the very midst of nowhere. Santa hollered, whoa! And they said, whoa. The sound engineer says, would you sing that again? I sang that lyric again. They said, you know, you're a little flat. I said, would you mind just saying these lyrics? And I said, sure, okay. So I rapped the lyric, in the very midst of nowhere, Santa hollered, whoa!
Now, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, of course, had a lot of music credits. Tommy is no longer around. Bobby still is, and they did things for the Monkees, and they had recordings on their own, and they wrote this song especially for you, huh? How did they feel about your rapping?
They liked it. It actually sold a lot of copies.
What year did it come out in?
It was probably 1970, I think.
You were still working on Family Affair?
Yes.
We're going to take a listen to it right now. Believe it or not, this is Kathy Garver and...
In the very midst of nowhere, Santa signaled, whoa! He'd spied a tiny reindeer struggling in the snow. As Santa raced to help him, he shouted and he waved.
And the little reindeer cried with joy, knowing he was safe. I'm Lem, the orphan reindeer.
Nearly dead. I'm tired and cold and hungry, the little fellow said. I lost my folks this morning, and tonight I lost my way.
But from Lem the orphan reindeer, it's still a lucky day.
Orphan reindeer, huh? Oh, Santa said aloud. You're joining Santa's family. I know you'll make us proud. You'll grow so big and strong and fast. You'll join my mighty team. You'll race to Mars and then the stars. Now go to sleep and dream. All snug in Santa's woolly rug. Baby reindeer lay, shivering with such happy thoughts, as Santa raced his sleigh. I'll find a way, I will repay, tiny fellow plans. I'll sail to Mars and send the stars. His wish is my command. Now Lem, the orphan reindeer, is what Santa said he'd be. Member of a mighty team, and a wondrous sight to see. So tall and strong, with legs so long, they fairly leaped to Mars. And Santa's pride, my God, his land has reached stars.
Lem, the orphan reindeer.
What's an orphan?